People who fought their bullies back, what were the consequences? After months of heckling and general talking it, things came to a head when I flipped him the bird. He pressed his chest on me. I shoved him back. Then the teacher, who knew about the bullying, but told me to be thick-skinned because the bully was in special ed, kicked me out of the class. She accused me of being a tough guy trying to make a name for myself from the big city. I had moved to Florida from NY. She wanted to put me in anger management and get special counseling. I cut my next class and called my dad. Unknown to me, he left work minutes after my call and confronted my teacher, provoking her to anger so she could feel what I felt those months. I haven't even been here 15 minutes, and you're already flustered. Imagine what my son had to go through. She apologized to me the next day, and the jackass was kept away from me the rest of the year. While not a typical bully, he was a spoiled rich kid who would mock everyone and was always better than everyone else. His dad was a lawyer, so he'll always drop a "we'll sue you if you touch me." Also, he would nacho and soda our cars. Anyway, I broke his arm one time. I'll never forget what the principal said to me. He's a twerp. I would have done the same thing, but his dad's a lawyer, so just stay home tomorrow and I'll tell him you're suspended. For what it's worth, we've been moderately decent friends the 19 years since. Edit, thanks for the gold. Seeing how this thread is relatively small, I have to think it's someone who knows who I'm talking about. Anyway, some clarity. Nachoing is when you dump and smear food on someone's car. His meal of choice was Taco Bell, salsa, nacho cheese, etc. And I'm still friends with the twerp. Not best friends by any means, but we can talk to each other. I guess I'm still friends with the principal as well too. Although I'm pretty sure the lawyer dad, who later was a politician. Note the past tense in was, had some clashes with the principal down the line. My worst bully finally made me snap in middle school. I came up to him in the hall and smashed his head into his locker and hit him till the teacher pulled us apart. The next week he came to my house to make peace and be friends. As soon as we got out of earshot of my mom, his cronies jumped me and held me down while he put a .22 bullet in each of my feet from a Kritter rifle. Up until this, I was a promising cross-country runner. I healed, but never got back into it. They went to juvie and I got meaner. I didn't trust anyone else for the rest of school. Got constantly chased around school in like 6th grade by these three big kids. For about 3 months they would just chase me. The few times they caught me I would get F% ked up. One of the three guys was the biggest and was the main instigator. The one time when the other two were pushing me around by the stairwell, I snapped. I focused on one and punched him till he fell to the ground. The other guy fled. During the fight I apparently kicked him in the head. So he reported me and I got in trouble. They didn't give a rip about my story like the other times I tried reporting. Nothing. Actually. He broke his big toe in such a way while kicking me that he couldn't run properly without being in pain. So it effectively ended his baseball and football career. He's now a balding 20-something still living with his parents. Was a scrawny little kid in high school. Into computers and D&D. And socially awkward, so I was prime real estate for bullying. From about 4th grade until 10th grade I was the target of it. I had three primary antagonists, one of whom rode the bus with me. I did my best to ignore him if I was shoved or heckled. Then one day he shoved me down and I got back up and he stood over me. "What are you gonna do?" I stood up, then jumped up and socked him right on the bottom of his jaw, and the sound of his teeth clacking together was perfect. He took a few steps back to regain his balance and just stood there with a very confused look and a bit of blood from what I assume was a cut tongue. He awkwardly turned away and said nothing. The next day his buddies stopped me in the hallway. Their primary leader shoved me against a wall and hit me with one of the hardest punches I had ever received right into the face. Bloodied and a fair bit angry, I kicked him in the nuts, kicked him in the face when he doubled over, and while he was on his back on the floor, I swung my book bag full of books as hard as I could over my head and down onto his face. He didn't move after that. His other buddy and I went into fist blows and more fist blows until we could get pulled apart. I think I socked my favorite teacher in the melee. The guy I whacked the day before was noticeably absent from the scuffle and told his buddies I'll fight if provoked now. I don't think they believed him. Well, I did. I unloaded many years of bottled up anger onto them in a moment of absolute rage. I had a concussion from being kicked in the head. Two swollen black eyes. Bloody knuckles. And various other small cuts and bruises. And so did they. I was left alone after that. I became friends with two of them over the next few years. Backpack receptacle and I never did. Edit. The consequence for the action of Hallway B was a week of in-school suspension and a call to my parents. I suppose the consequence of clattering clanky teeth in the jaw was the fight the following day. In high school I caught a lot of it from this one guy. He was bigger than me. Not much, mind you. But in his mind he was towering over me. He would belittle me verbally, push me, knock books out of my hand, trip me on the stairs, etc. Our sophomore year I had enough. It was the first week of school and he gave me a flat tire as I was walking down the hallway in a crowded hallway intersection full of freshly minted freshmen trying to find their new classes. I didn't have a plan. I just reacted. I yelled, "Holy it. Joe had an accident. Hey everybody. Clear the way. Joe needs to get to the nurse's office. Come on everybody. This isn't a joke. This guy needs to get changed before his next class." Dude froze instant horror as the hallway noise stopped and people began to make an opening for him to move through. I'm guessing out of shock. He just sort of walked through the opening. No denial. No rage. Just sort of stunned silence. That was enough to establish the rumor that Big Joe had his pants. The rumor evolved over time that he wore diapers. That it was a result of a football injury, etc. No one made fun of him. Mind you. It was a smallish school. Our graduating class was around 200 students. And while gay was still a regular insult. Unless, of course, you actually were gay, in which case, whatever, you do you. Medical conditions were not mocked. But occasionally you'd hear whispers about it. Particular whenever Big Joe would try to do something big and bad. He left me, and most others that he was bullying, alone after that. Settled him right down like neutering dog. Ran into him after graduation and, like most people I went to high school with, just acted like we were long lost friends catching up. Hectometers. When I just tried to fight back alone, it became more of a circle. It really ended when a classmate contacted the teacher. Our teacher was head of the mediation group of our school and, because our class was kinda a problem class, they tested quite a few new educational methods with us. So, when the theme of bullying came, she took the three main bullies of the class out together with the three most but also known to be fair. One of these three were also the one that tipped the teacher off. They were sat during a lesson alone in a room and they had to discuss why bullying happens, what motivates the bully and what it makes with the victim, and had to hold a presentation about it in the end. The final task of these six was to think up possible punishments to prevent further bullying. That idea of our teacher was quite effective. Knocked the kid out and got suspended. Mom took me out for ice cream. And I got to spend the 3 days doing whatever I wanted. She was proud of me for restraining myself for 3 years. And for standing up for myself. Bully didn't get in trouble. Because the other kids he was picking on at the same time were too scared to speak up. He did, however, stop bullying kids when I was around. He was one of my best friends growing up. High school came and he changed. He bullied me all the time, so I stood up for myself. He continued to bully me after we fought. So I fought him again within a week. He didn't win or lose each time. It was kind of a tie. He was a wrestler football player and I was a nobody. His jock friends made fun of him for not whining. He stopped after that. Now we're back to being super close. A family lived at the end of the street. All of them neo-Nazis. The three brothers used to chase me home from school, call me that word they love so much, and spit on me. One day they got me off my bike, and I got a black eye. My dad saw it and said I had full permission to fight back. Since there were three, I was scared. So, the next day, as soon as they rounded the turn, I jumped off my bike, made some kind of awkward war cry, and swung my bike at him. The chain gear clipped the biggest dude's chin and he got a nasty cut. Tire hit another, and I started punching the it out of the smallest one. They all took off. From there on, I would put raw eggs in plastic bags and let them sit out for a week. I would routinely do drive-bys on their house, throwing my rotten egg bombs at it. They never ducked with me again. There was this one kid and his bigger brother at karate practice who always bullied me. One time I attended a kickboxing seminar and I saw that kid there too. At some point we had to spar with each other and, by all chances, I had to fight against him. His brother wasn't there, so he looked way less confident than usual. Turns out he fought like it too. Because I floored that methodica. After that day the bullying stopped. Edit, I was 10 years old at the time. We were on a class camping trip and this one kid Pascal kept ducking with me, pushing me and calling me names because he thought the girls would like him more for being tough. At some point, a blood red mist entered my vision and I started a beatdown on him. I mean the whole red faced murder face thing. My dad and his dad were helping the class by keeping the kids in line on the trip. They're just standing there watching. My dad says to Pascal's dad, "Oh, things are getting a little heated over there." Pascal's dad, he probably asked for it. And then the teacher came over and he wanted to tear me off the kid. His dad stops him and tells him to let it go. All the while I'm still laying into this kid. Anyway, a death by a thousand fists later and I calmed down. My dad pats me on the head for a job well done. Pascal's dad took his little afterbirth looking crotch spawn away and that was the end. Neither caught hell from the teacher,